Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 5 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, in front of the new courtyard, and he said, Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in the heavens? And are you not ruler over all the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in your hand, so that no one can stand against you. Did you not, our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land from your people Israel, and give it to the descendants of your friend Abraham forever? They have lived in it and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, If disaster comes upon us, the sword, or judgment, or plague, or famine, we will stand before this house and before you, for your name is in this house, and cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear and save us. Now behold, the sons of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whom you did not allow Israel to invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, for they turned aside from them and did not destroy them. See how they are rewarding us by coming to drive us out from your possession, which you have given us as an inheritance. Our God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless before this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you.
Modern-day Christians can learn a lot from prayers recorded in the Old Testament. Many women and men whose prayers are recorded in the Bible witnessed firsthand God's wonder-working power, and that power is still available to those of us who are believers today. Let's take a look at Jehoshaphat. In his prayer for help, he not only asked the Lord to meet his needs, but also proclaimed God's greatness. By praying, "Power and might are in your hand, so that no one can stand against you," Jehoshaphat was praising God and at the same time reminding himself of the Lord's greatness. Likewise, our requests should be made with recognition of who God is. While crying out to God about his terrible predicament, Jehoshaphat also exalted the Lord for his attributes and acknowledged the great things he had done previously. That's why knowing the Word of God is so important. Reading about how he's worked in the lives of others helps us grasp the immensity of his might. Do you want to revolutionize your prayer life? When you talk to God, recall his mercy, grace, and awesome power. Focus as much or more attention on him as you do on your requests, and your relationship with the Heavenly Father will be transformed.